my name's Jerry Snapp, and I'm a state 4-H specialist at the University of Missouri, and I'm in charge of the shooting sports program, state coordinator for 4-H shooting sports. And Western Heritage falls under the shooting sports because it contains a cowboy action shooting.
And tell me a little bit about this competition. Is this open to all 4-H members?
It's open to 4-H members if they have leaders that's been trained in this project. There's about 8 or 9 groups in Missouri, I believe, now that have trained volunteer leaders that have received instruction about what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it. And if they're in one of those groups and belong to 4-H, then they would be eligible.
Perfect. And this is taking place September 6th and 7th, is that correct?
That's correct. Down at Marshfield, Missouri, there's a shooting range by the Missouri Southern Rangers, a single action shooting society club that kind of does this cowboy action shooting as adults, and they're letting us use their range and facilities, and that's where we'll be.
How many years has the 4-H done this roundup?
This will be the 4th annual event that we've had, so it's relatively new.
Is there quite a few kids that show up to do this?
Oh, it's small compared to many of our other 4-H shooting projects, because there's a little more investment in equipment and the period clothing and those type of things than you'd normally have. So we ran, I think, close to 30 kids this past year, and we're expecting 35 to 40 4-H members this year.
Awesome. And you guys you're asking that they do pre-register, right?
Right. We want them to pre-register at least a week in advance, and that's so we can plan for the meal on Sunday the 7th. We'll have a meal that's included with the registration fee. It'll be catered in some barbecue brisket or something like that, so we want to get an accurate count for that. And so we can plan then on how to run our event during the 2 days, how many we'll have, and how we'll have to divide them up into smaller groups, and how we're going to rotate.
And it's fairly cheap to participate, right?
Well, the registration fee is. It's just a $10 registration fee and $10 for the meal. But if a 4-H member or family were to get involved in this, we have quite an investment, or else the club has to invest in the equipment, because in this they're shooting firearms just like the were used in the Old West in the time periods between 1860 and 1900. And so they will shoot a revolver, the old Colt single action type revolver like you see on the Westerns. They'll shoot a lever action rifle, and then they'll shoot a shotgun that would have been appropriate in that era, usually a double-barreled side-by-side shotgun. Then the kids are asked to get involved with their period clothing. They shoot in period clothing, so they have to study and make their outfit according, make or buy their outfit and their period clothing for something that was appropriate for that time period.
That sounds so exciting.
I know the volunteer adult leaders have a lot of fun. If they have half the fun that if the kids have half the fun the adult leaders do, it'll be successful. I think most of the kids, once they get started, they're a little hesitant at first, you know, wearing long sleeve shirts and long pants and boots and the cowboy hat. But once they get into it and see the other 4-H members getting into it, then they kind of lose that hesitancy, and some of them get quite involved.
And what's been some of the feedback that you've gotten over the last couple of years about this event?
Well, those that participate in it really like it. This started at Montana State University. A state 4-H specialist worked on this and created this project. Of course, in Montana, you think of that being out west, but we have quite a connection of Western characters here in Missouri also. So anyway, when we started following what they did in Montana, we kind of had to grow with it ourselves. But the kids seem real receptive. The parents are receptive. And what the Montana did, a informal evaluation of it, and most of their 4-H members participating indicated that they had a greater interest and did better in school as far as the history topic. So they become aware of the true West and that history, and some of them get into and even adopt a character that they try to model after someone from that time period. So the historical part of it is something that's different from normal shooting sports that we do, plus the actual shooting itself is a timed speed event, and so you've got to combine accuracy with speed, and that's not usually the case with most of our other projects.
Well, and with them being so young too, you know, to have practice with those firearms.
Right.
Are there some prerequisites that the children need to have, like they need to have that training for that, for those firearms? What are some
things? With all of our 4-H shooting projects, there's a basic 6-hour basic shooting safety course that they're required to take, and so these kids would do that too. And then we encourage them to have taken the 4-H rifle or shotgun project at least a year in that before they participate in this. It's not a requirement, but we're strongly encouraged that they've done that.
And do they provide their own ammunition, or is it ammunition provided at the event?
It's not provided at the event. Some of the clubs, the groups of kids that are participating, they may have had fundraisers or got a grant or something like that that will help them pay for the ammunition, but there's none provided at our state event by the state program.
Okay. And then on Saturday, what time do the kids need to be there, early in the day?
On Saturday, it starts after lunch. Registration's about 12:30 to 1, and then we'll try to get started in our program after 1.
Okay.
And we'll do the period clothing evaluation, and then there's also a part of this is a quiz, historical quiz over the time period. And then they'll do some practice shooting, and then on Sunday we'll do all of 6 stages is what we're planning, 6 different stages of shooting.
Perfect. And then how, if the kids would like to get signed up or they would like more information, where can they sign up or get the more information?
Well, the first place to start would be with their county extension office and the University of Missouri extension office. There should be one in every county, and that's where the 4-H program is locally administered there. And so visit with their 4-H staff person or their county extension agent and see if it's available to them and in their county. And if not, then they probably need to recruit some volunteer leaders and pay attention to our next training program and get the volunteers there. Then they would be ready to go.
Perfect. And do you guys have lodging set up or some blocks of rooms or anything set up at any local?
Right. There's not a lot of options down at Marshfield, Missouri. There is a RV campground right next to the Holiday Inn Express, and we do have a block of rooms set aside for those that want to stay there.
Perfect. All right. And then directions to the facility, they can find that online, right? Or what's that address there to the...
I sure don't have that with me right now.
Okay, that's all right. I can look it up. I'll look it up, and then I'll get directions too. All right, Jerry, is there anything else about this event that you'd like to share?
Well, it's become a real family event. We see a lot of the parents even will dress up, not just the volunteer leaders, but some of the moms and dads and siblings will start putting together kind of a frontier pioneer type outfit to participate during the week. And so it is a very family-oriented, and so we welcome the whole family to come and not just the 4-H member itself.
Well, it sounds like an exciting time, and hopefully you guys have a great turnout. Now, what if you guys get more than that 35 that you're expecting?
Well, we could probably handle you know, up to 50 without any problems, and I'm sure we won't be over that this year. So,
all right. Well, hopefully we'll get you some kids out there. And will you guys send out information on the results of the competition, or will you guys have pictures posted anywhere?
We'll post a few pictures on our 4-H Missouri 4-H Shooting Sports Facebook page and the results, and we'll probably just, I don't know how we'll release the results. We'll release them to the county extension offices for sure, and then they usually do with it what they like, and we may or may not have our extension news people do a release. I'm not sure how that'll work.
Okay. Well, I will definitely keep my eye open, and I'll get the word out so that the kids can get thinking about it and get in there by the 29th.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate